It was afternoon in Unity Green, and a fierce storm was rolling across Liberation Lake, raising 3-meter white caps and bombing the YAML gels with fist-sized hail. In the flat light, the bluffs along the lake's far shore were barely visible, a mere band of darkness rising from the edge of the gray water. But the abandoned Sky Tower project atop the cliffs was all too visible. A line of durasteel skeletons silhouetted against the flashing sky, twisted and bowing beneath the weight of the enormous Yorick coral goiters hanging from their necks. In many ways, Cal Omis viewed the Sky Tower project and the entire reconstruction of Coruscant as emblematic of his service as chief of state, a visionary undertaking being dragged down by the dead weight of selfish concerns and species rivalry. After the devastation wrought by the Yuuzhan Vong, rebuilding the galaxy would have been almost impossible under any circumstances. But doing it as the head of an alliance of semi-independent governments, he considered it a testament to his skill and hard work just to have kept the peace for 6 difficult years. And now the Jedi were threatening even that one small accomplishment. They had been his most valuable asset for most of his tenure, able to eliminate criminal cabals with a single team of Jedi Knights, or to bring a pair of starving worlds back from the brink of war with the arbitration of a master. Then the Killick problem had arisen in the unknown regions, and the Jedi Order had become just one more problem. More deadweight, threatening to bring the Galactic Alliance down around his ears. Sometimes Omis truly did not know whether he was up to the job, whether anyone was. A female voice spoke from the door to the council chamber. "Chief Omis, the masters are here." Omis turned away from the viewport. "Well, send them in, Sala. I am just a visitor in their temple." Sala, his personal assistant, twitched her whiskers in what someone unfamiliar with the Jeanette might have mistaken for condescension, but which Omis knew was simply amusement. "So you are." She stepped out of the door and waved the masters inside. "I'm sure you heard Chief Omis."
"I'm sure he meant us to," replied the familiar voice of Kip Duren.
He marched into the chamber with the other masters at his back, then stopped at the edge of the speaking pit.
"We're all here as you requested, Chief Omis. And thank you for coming."
Omis slipped into a comfortable flow-form chair at one end of the speaking circle and motioned to the seats nearest him.
"Please, sit."